You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and a big show today. Lots of opportunities for you to win, including this family four-pack of tickets to Cross Insurance Center, Hot Wheels, Monster... No. I was pretending that you were here.
Oh, okay. Yep, all right. Sorry, I blew it.
Yeah, you did. You did?
Please.
We could have gotten away with it. You could have gotten away with it.
Please, go ahead. What were you talking about? What are we giving away?
Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, because you were here the whole time. It's going to be a glow party.
Cool.
Yeah, they're here all weekend at the Cross Insurance Center. We have a family four-pack of tickets to this Friday show.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, today. So we'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Nice. I'll be here for that.
Miss Cindy.
Yes.
If you're not, we can play it off.
Just pretend.
Listen. You can get away with it if you would just shh.
Cindy's here. She's just being very quiet. Like anybody who knows me knows that I'm ever quiet.
What? So you're like a mouse.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm not bragging here. It was just an experience.
Okay.
When I drove out to beautiful Maine from California.
Right.
I got to go through the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
And as I was driving through, I experienced a blizzard. Okay.
In the Rocky Mountains.
In the Rocky Mountains.
That must have been intense.
Oh, my gosh. As I crossed the Great Divide, it was just snowing relentlessly. We made it through safely.
Yeah.
We even got out and played in the snow a little bit. But at the peak of the Rocky Mountains, I'm talking 12,000, 14,000 feet.
Yeah.
How tall are we here in Maine?
How tall are we?
Yeah. What's the height? What's the highest we could go?
Mokattam is the highest, and it's a mile high.
Oh, so 5,000, 6,000. Okay.
Right.
So I'm at 14,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains, right? In the
Almost
middle
three
of
times
the
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. In the middle of a blizzard. Okay. I bring that up because I woke up this morning as I stepped out of bed.
Yeah.
I was colder getting out of bed this morning than I was in the middle of a blizzard in the Rocky Mountains at 14,000 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's chilly this morning, for sure. Frost on the windshield again, and yeah, the whole thing.
I had frost on my windshield this morning, and it was trash day.
Yeah.
It was trash day.
I know. I looked at my husband this morning. I said, do you have the trash today? He's like, yeah.
I had to go out and take out the trash.
It was like, okay, leave now before he changes his mind.
I stepped outside.
Oh, here we go.
With the trash bin.
Yeah.
And I was free. It's as cold as it gets, though, right? Like today, this morning, is that's as cold as it gets?
Yeah. This is as cold as it gets. It never gets colder than 34.
Then I'm sure
in Maine.
I will adapt.
Ever.
I will be fine. And we will make it through. Okay.
It's going to be colder tomorrow morning, dude.
You stop it right now. Come on. Come on.
Todd's saying what? Possible high 20s overnight?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, you'll get used to it.
Okay.
You will.
You think so?
It's going to take you a while, but you'll get used to it. Just remember, layering is important.
Oh, I did. I had three hoodies on this morning.
There you go.
You didn't notice that I looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow as I walked in? It's fine. All right. We will check weather again with Todd Simcox coming up. And family four-pack of tickets in the 7 o'clock hour. So less than an hour away from your chance of winning.
Hot Wheels Monster Truck Glow Party. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. I know where I'll stay warm always at Mason's Brewing Company.
Yeah.
How can you not? If you don't want a beer, they got the cocktails there, specialty cocktails. But the Ghost Reaper right now sounds like something that'll keep you warm, just period.
Okay.
Their Ghost Reaper is a double dry hopped IPA infused with Carolina Reaper at Mason's Brewing Company, Machias, and of course that beautiful brewer location right along the waterfront. What you do, if you really want to stay warm, this is what I'm going to do. You chug one of those bad boys, okay? And then you enjoy the second one while consuming Ghost Reaper peppers, Carolina Reaper peppers. Okay. You'll be sweating.
Yeah.
You'll be delayering quickly there at Mason's Brewing Company. They have delicious food. You go for the views. You go for the incredible staff. They have delicious delicious beer. Did I mention the views? Did I mention the staff? Did I mention the beer? They have a new creation right now. It's the Mr. Bougie Burger, just in time for October, and it is absolutely delicious. 8 ounce of dry-aged ground beef topped with multiple cheeses and topped with a luxurious beef tallow aioli. Yum. It's all at Mason's Brewing Company. Again, Machias and Brewer, go there today for lunch. You deserve it. You made it halfway through the week for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff. See you at Mason. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday. There we go. Yes. That's where I was going to go. Shrinking the TV show.
Yes.
Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
Season one premiered, 2 years ago? 2 years-ish ago.
Okay.
Stars Harrison Ford. Jason Segel.
Yeah.
The whole cast, fantastic.
Yes. Very good show. I love that show.
If you haven't checked it out, I think Cindy and I both highly recommend it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just to see Harrison Ford be more down to earth, more regular guy.
Right.
Not the action hero that he usually is very cool.
Yeah. He's played Han Solo. He's played Indiana Jones, of course.
Yeah.
This might be his best role.
I know. I love it.
He is so funny in it.
Yeah.
So good. His dry humor. It's just great. And the whole cast just meshes together so well together. They mesh together so well together. Hold on. I'm still having my coffee. All right.
It's still early.
I bring that up because Shrinking 2 is out today.
I'm so excited.
I am too. In fact, we might be watching it during commercial breaks.
That's good because I can't watch it this afternoon.
Okay, so we'll pull it up here, and we're about to get one.
Yeah, there we go.
So I'll go ahead and pull up Apple TV Plus on my phone, and we'll start watching it. Great show, though. We are going to do What You Watching Wednesday, and we do that every Wednesday. We started it last Wednesday. This will be our second Wednesday.
Right,
Because it's Wednesday.
Right.
And what that is if there's anything that you're watching, a movie, a documentary, it's pretty self-explanatory, a TV show, and you got something you can recommend, heck yeah, give us a call, 207-991-9500. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, or you can send us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Yeah, especially as it gets colder out there, we're going to need these things to watch.
Yeah, we need recommendations for sure.
And right now, we recommend Shrinking 2.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to hearing from you. Again, 207-991-9500. We are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday.
Okay.
Miss Cindy Campbell.
Uh-oh.
Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. But let's go to the phones and find out for sure. Hi, good morning. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Sue from Bancroft, Maine. Just wanted to let you know it's 32 and snowing.
No.
In Bancroft?
In Bancroft, first snow of the year.
Merry Christmas! Wow. Right? Is that what that means?
Now, where is Bancroft?
That's right. I don't know. It's a small town. There's only 54 people.
Western Maine?
Northern Maine.
Okay.
2 hours north of Bangor.
There you go. Okay.
All right. We'll drive safe and bundle up, Sue. Thanks for the update.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. We're going to have a great day now because it's Christmas! Is that what that means when it snows? It's where I come from.
But only in Bancroft. Where you come from, it doesn't snow.
But if it does, if you see the fake stuff, if you see the fake snow, it means it's Christmas!
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is fantastic.
For anyone just joining us, it's snowing in Bancroft this morning. And I'm sure in surrounding areas. Bancroft is like northeast of Medway. I looked it up.
Okay.
One of those towns I've never heard of, lived here all my life.
Well, let's check those temperatures and that weather forecast right now with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies, breezy and cool for our Wednesday. There will be a chance of an isolated shower this morning, mainly north of the Bangor area. Otherwise, we'll start to dry things out this afternoon and clouds will start to decrease as the afternoon wears on. Temperatures for today in the 40s near 50 degrees. Clear and cold tonight. We'll have some areas of frost, overnight lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s, and then mostly sunny for the daytime on Thursday. A nicer day. Temperatures on Thursday getting up into the 50s. Friday looks beautiful. Plenty of sunshine, mid-50s to low 60s, and we have got a great fall weekend shaping up here. Plenty of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures both days mainly in the 60s for highs. For Cumulus 6.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
35 degrees now at Q106.5 and apparently snowing in Bancroft.
There we go. Love it. Mark wrote in from Millinocket.
Okay.
Look at me. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did.
Come on, give me a treat.
Millinocket.
Give me a treat. I did good.
I got them in my office. Norm the Pug loves them if you really want one.
Yep. I earned it. Miss Cindy said Mount Katahdin is the highest point in Maine, which is true. A note for you, Mark says.
Did you doubt that it was true?
I don't think so.
I said it. Of course it. Anyway.
Of course it's true. I'm not saying it. This is Mark. I'm reading for
okay,
Mark.
Okay, all right.
A note for you, Mark continues. In Penobscot native tongue, Katahdin means great mountain. So when you say Mount Katahdin, you're really saying mountain.
I like that. Mountain.
Mountain.
What are you doing this weekend? I'm going to climb mountain.
Oh, where's that at? I don't know. It's great, though.
It's very near Katahdin.
Love it. All right. If you missed it earlier, if you're just joining us, hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday. 7 o'clock hour. We have this fantastic giveaway.
Yeah, we are giving away a family four-pack of tickets to the Hot Wheels Monster Truck Glow Party at the Cross Insurance Center.
Yeah,
coming up Friday, right?
Yeah, it's a family four-pack, so I feel like you really got to earn these. We'll come up with something.
Okay.
All right. Put our heads together.
All right.
And we'll get into that. But that family four pack, your chance to win. We don't know what you have to do yet to earn them. We'll be in the 7 o'clock hour, right here in Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Hey, if you want to stay warm, because now I'm seeing how cold it gets in Maine. I'm going to head over to Sand Dollar Spa and Pool today. Actually, okay. 96 Parkway South in Brewer. I always talked about their hot tubs and saunas. And now I'm investing in three of them, three each.
It's a cool experience when it's really cold outside and you're sitting in a hot tub outside.
Oh, I bet. Where's it snowing right now?
Bancroft.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine you have your hot tub in the back and you're like, I'm calling in sick today. It's Wednesday, baby. And I got my brand new hot tub from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. So many beautiful designs to choose from. Sand Dollar Spa, sanddollarspa.com if you want to just hop on their website. Or if you can make it down to Brewer, 96 Parkway South, they are just gorgeous. I hate to steal Todd Simcox's word, but it's true. They're just gorgeous. And they have the best staff there to help you out, to give you the best deal and to make your backyard the perfect destination year round. Not just for the fall, not just for the winter, not just for the year round. And picture that. A little bit of snow dusting and you're in your hot tub and you're drinking your morning coffee. Ooh, I want that now. They also have the saunas too, from two person up to six person saunas. And have you ever even imagined having your own sauna? It's possible. And financing is available at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. You can't get a sauna or a hot tub, though, unless you check them out. SandDollarSpa.com is their website. But I do encourage you to go to their showroom and meet the wonderful staff there so they can give you the best deal possible and make sure that you're getting everything that you need. That's in 96 Parkway South in Brewer. 96 Parkway South in Brewer. Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. And then online, SandDollarSpa.com. 106.5. Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening to us. Did I say David and Cindy?
You did now.
All right, there we go, because it's 15 days until Halloween.
She's back. I started thinking maybe she was taking the day off.
Well, we fired the old one.
Oh, okay. This is the new one.
Yeah, because she overextended her vocal cords.
Yeah,
we were
using a lot of screaming.
So we did hire somebody from the Penobscot Theater in Bangor, right?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it was good that they took a break from their hard work down there.
That's right.
Hey, Miss Cindy.
Hey, David.
What monster plays tricks on Halloween? What monster plays tricks on Halloween?
What monster?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Frankenstein. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get back to business. It's What You Watching Wednesday.
Yeah. Taylor in Sangerville says, What You Watching Wednesday? I've been watching How Not to Hide a Body on Discovery Plus.
Oh, good.
Because
God.
Women love murder shows. Ha. Taylor, I have to jump right on that with you because I have been watching The Worst Ex Ever on Netflix.
What is wrong with you women? Huh? What is... Oh, my goodness.
Which that one is... I don't think that one is always murder, but maybe it is. I've only watched a few episodes, but it's good.
I bet it is. Jim, hide! Jim, find me and we'll run into the woods together hiding from our wives.
Jim will be looking for something on TV that he knows I would like to watch because he's not really paying attention.
Right.
And he'll come across all of these, you know, true crime shows.
Sure, yeah. He's like, what is my wife's like, problem?
What do you want to watch that one? Yeah, I already watched. You already watched it? Yes, I already watched it.
But I'll
watch when you're not here.
But I'll watch it again.
I'll tell him that, and he's like, no, it's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. What you watching Wednesday? Yeah, as it gets colder, we're looking for those shows. We do this every week. Everyone's always looking for a recommendation for that downtime. You know, we work hard and want to sit on the couch every once in a while. Shrinking 2 is out today.
It's so cool.
Oh, cannot wait. Jason Segel and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Fantastic shows. Shrinking Season 2 out today. I think they dropped 2 episodes.
Excellent series. It took me a little bit to get into it with the first couple episodes.
Right.
But once I was in it, I was hooked. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm so pumped to watch it tonight. I know that I think the Mets and the Dodgers play Game 3, and I could care less now. It's Shrinking too, baby.
That's right.
So we recommend that. What do you recommend? 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Yeah. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5.
So it's a really exciting time at Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln because hunting season is in full swing and they have all the supplies hunters need. I know firearm season doesn't start for a couple weeks. And they have things that, you know, some hunters may not even know they need or want, but when they see it, gotta have it. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters both have a huge selection of firearms, plenty of ammo, and experienced employees who can answer your questions to ensure you get the right weapon for your hunt. There was frost on my windshield this week, so it's time to think about picking up some hot hands to help keep you toasty in the woods. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have warm clothes, too, including waterproof gear for those rainy fall days. I have to stop by soon, not for hunting supplies. Jim can look at those, but I want to try the Black Rifle Company coffee and pumpkin spice. I love their other coffees, so it has to be delicious. Before you head into the woods, head to Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln, and check out what's new. Owners Dave and Melissa will answer your questions and introduce you to the adorable yellow lab, Izzy. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters. Stop by soon and remember to tell them Cindy sent you.
Hi, we are David and Cindy. Thank you for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning. Miss Cindy.
Yes, David.
Did you ever work in the restaurant industry?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I worked in a sandwich shop briefly.
Okay.
Behind the counter, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You?
Yeah, I actually worked at Taco Bell. It was one of my first jobs. I very much enjoyed it. I loved working at Taco Bell. I mean, come on, I got all the food I could eat. Yeah, it was like, hey, if you have an order that goes bad or you make it wrong, just put it at the line. You guys can eat it or whatever. Okay. We're going to have so many orders made wrong.
Yeah, we kind of did that too, actually. I worked in a sandwich place in the mall. It was called Thatcher's, which was way back when the mall first opened. And we were told if we worked on Saturday night, because they weren't open on Sunday. Any pizzas that we made, pizza shells, you know, you prepare them before you put the toppings on.
Oh, sure.
Any that were left over at the end of the night we could take home.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd always make a bunch of them.
Yeah, right.
Until they caught on and said, okay, we're not doing that anymore.
I did have to work in the freezer a lot while I was there. And I looked it up. A restaurant freezer is kept at 0 to -10 degrees.
Okay.
And I remember having to be in there and I'd have to rotate produce or product and label product. I'd spend hours in there, you know?
Yeah.
Hours. 0 to -10 degrees. This morning when I got out of bed, I was colder getting out of bed this morning than when I worked in the freezer at Taco Bell where it was 0 degrees.
It's because you're older and your blood is thinner. That's what it is.
I don't think so. I think it was just really cold this morning. And it was trash day. Trash day. I had to go outside in the dark and listen to whatever the heck that was. What is that? What is that in the woods? My God, what is that? Something was going to eat me while I'm frozen. They were going to have a frozen meal.
Well, it's Wednesday TV dinners. Yeah, okay.
Frozen David. I'm like, don't you want to heat me up first? Let me die warm. I lived.
Just wait. Until you get up in the morning, it's colder than that. You go outside, okay, and there's a foot of heavy wet snow on top of your outdoor trash cans. You got to clean that off first before you can put them out to the road. And then you have to clean off your car before you come into work.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
All joking aside, though, we were looking at the skyline of Bangor this morning, and beautiful. It looked wow.
Yeah.
It looked exactly like how when I first moved here, I was like, that looks like a Hallmark movie or a postcard or, you know, like just unreal.
We have such a great view here of Bangor. And when the sun comes up on certain days, it just glints off those windows and makes them sparkle. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, it did it this morning. Once I was able to defrost my eyes, I was able to see it. It was very, very pretty. That being said.
Yeah.
We'll move forward. I'll stop whining.
Well, look on the bright side. You're not in Bancroft where it's snowing this morning.
I think that's really cool. I can't believe it's snowing already in some towns here in Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you missed that earlier, I believe it was Ann who was kind enough to call in.
Sue.
It was kind of, I knew it was a three-letter name. Yep. That's close. Sue called in and said that it was snowing in Bancroft. First snow of the year. How exciting is that?
Yeah.
Unless you hate snow.
Yeah.
It's not that exciting. Everybody loves this. How about some Hot Wheels monster trucks?
Nice.
We have an opportunity for somebody to win a family four-pack this morning.
Very cool.
I think we're going to do it this hour.
Okay.
All right.
Have you figured out how yet?
Not yet. Okay. Well, we're still putting our hands. Well, it's going to happen this hour, so we got to hurry up and come up with an idea.
Right.
I mean, it's monster truck, so something monster.
Oh, the pressure.
Monster. I know. What are we going to do? It's probably going to end up just being caller number 10, but I mean, I don't know. We got to get more creative than that.
Do you have another monster dad joke?
No, we saved that for something else. We can't use that for the monster trucks.
All right.
Unless I force them to laugh at my dad joke. They have to laugh.
Trust me, that's not easy.
That's right. All right. And maybe that's the challenge.
Yeah.
We'll give those away, I would say, within the next 30 minutes. We'll give that family four-pack of tickets away.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Cool.
All right. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. I do want to talk about Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. I was just whining and complaining about being cold. Well, Sand Dollar Spa and Pool is going to hook you up, keep you warm in your backyard. I always was looking at their hot tubs and their saunas, and I was like, man, that would be nice to have one in my backyard or sauna. You know, just hop in that when I get home. And, you know, so many benefits for a sauna. I'm buying now three of each, three hot tubs, three saunas. One, because there's so many beautiful designs to choose from, and two, once I get in one hot tub and that feels like it's not warm enough anymore, I'll just hop in the other one. I just need a bigger paycheck. Who do I need to talk to?
Not me.
No, see, I can work with Sand Dollar Spa and Pool because they do financing, and the sales team there, they're just bar none. They're absolutely fantastic. I don't even like calling them a sales team. They're Mainers. They're your neighbors, and they truly want you to have the best backyard patio possible that you can enjoy year-round. I highly encourage you to, well, first, go to their showroom. I mean, that's really where you need to go. 96 Parkway South, so you can meet these wonderful people. And once you walk in, you're just like, I'm telling you, it's like, you want everything in there. But if you can't make it in, it's a 96 Parkway South in Brewer to Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. SandDollarSpa.com, very easy to get to. Great website to navigate. And once you go, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Just so many hot tubs to choose from. SandDollarSpa.com. Let's enjoy your backyard for that first snow when it happens in your town, right? You're in your hot tub, sipping on your coffee, glass of wine. Oh my goodness, I could see it now. SandDollarSpa.com, SandDollarSpa and Pool. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and we want to say happy Wednesday, right?
What's Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. Right? I'm sorry, I'm just looking at my calendar because we're only 15 days until Halloween.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Cindy, before we get into good news.
Yes, David.
How do vampires travel on Halloween? How do vampires travel on Halloween?
See, if the bus in Bangor was still called the Bat, I would say that's how they do it. Mm-hmm.
That is actually the correct answer 10 years ago,
yeah.
but it's not called the Bat anymore, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So how do vampires travel on Halloween?
I don't know.
On blood vessels.
Okay,
before we get into good news, we are getting some, good news for some kids out there?
Yeah, at Fairmount School in Bangor, apparently they're having boiler issues at the school, so there's no school today.
No heat.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Apparently it's cold outside.
A little bit.
Huh. This Southern Californian
apparently hasn't... it's cold outside. I've been listening to you whine all morning long.
Whine, please. I don't whine. I am so full of testosterone. I don't whine. I've never whined once. That's not what I said. I said I took the trash out this morning. That's what I said. That's how I said it.
All right.
Susan, what are you doing to me? You're making me look bad. When I saw you this morning, I was like, I took the trash out. It was dark. It was cold. And I didn't care. I didn't care that I was freezing. And what was that noise in the woods? I can't see anything out here. It's so dark and cold.
I stand corrected. You never whine.
Thank you very much. Let's get into good news.
Okay. Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. Well, we've been talking about a number of trunk or treat events over the last few days happening in the greater Bangor Brewer area. One planned for Saturday from 1 to 4 in the parking lot of the Furniture Gallery on Broadway in Bangor will benefit the Meals on Wheels program. And they have kind of a cool thing going on. Along with the trick-or-treating, there will also be a DJ playing music. There'll be a costume contest for kids and raffle prizes for adults, plus a chance to meet the University of Maine women's basketball team.
Oh, how cool.
Because they're going to be there as well. So, yeah, all proceeds from the event, like I said, will benefit the Meals on Wheels program. And you can get more information on this Trunk or Treat on the Facebook page for the Furniture Gallery, and a list of area Trunk or Treat events is available on the Q106.5 app.
How fun.
Yeah.
All right, love that. Also fun, the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks.
That's very fun. Yeah.
Happening this weekend.
The ground's already shaking. Isn't that what they do with monster trucks?
Right? I don't know, but do it again. say that one more time. I just want to hit record to make sure I have that forever. Cross Insurance Center. We have a family of 4-pack of tickets. Nope, not yet. We're not going to give them away yet.
Okay. The ground's not shaking yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But if they were, how would it sound?
The ground's already shaking.
We'll give those away in about 10 minutes on Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday. Do have a school closure in Bangor this morning. It is
Fairmount School?
Yes.
Yes. They have a boiler issue this morning. No heat, no school.
No heat, no school. Okay. We are going to move forward and actually, you know what? Never mind. Let's give away these tickets now.
I think that's a good idea. Do you know how we're doing it?
I'm going to give 3 bad jokes.
Okay.
Nope, never mind. I changed my mind again.
Okay.
We're working on the fly here.
Hmm.
If you can answer this riddle, this monster riddle.
Okay.
Be caller number 10 and have the answer to this monster riddle.
Cool.
How do monsters take their bagels? And that's appropriate because everybody likes bagels in the morning.
Everybody likes bagels.
Yeah, who doesn't like bagels in the morning?
Right.
How?
I wish I had a bagel.
Well, now I want one too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to bring us bagels.
And no, you don't have to bring us bagels.
No, just be caller number 10 at 207-991-9500 with the correct answer to how do monsters take their bagels.
Okay.
You do that. Right. And you got a family 4-pack of tickets to this Friday's Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party at Cross Insurance Center. Good luck.
Cool.
Q106.5. Like, get over it, dude. Because your last line, all right? Q106.5, David and Cindy. Cindy, before we give away these Hot Wheels tickets, monster trucks.
Yes.
When I lived in Florida, we suffered a couple hurricanes.
Okay.
And when we did that, people didn't have ice at all. So right. We would go out to different communities and hand out bags of ice as part of just helping out our neighbors and everything.
Right.
And at one point, we had this big dumpster filled with ice. And I was trying to grab a bag, and I fell in. And I was submerged in all these ice bags and cubes. I was just freezing. Because how cold does it have to be to ice? I mean, it's just...
It would be very cold.
And I'm shirtless. Because, you know, I'm working.
No, I don't mean like that.
No, I mean, but I know. But
I mean it would be cold.
I mean it like that.
But don't go all weird.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts and flip-flops. I'm freezing in this big dumpster filled with ice.
Okay.
I was colder this morning when I got out of bed than I was then. Shirtless, submerged in ice. I was colder this morning.
Yeah.
And it was trash day! I had to go outside in the pitch black darkness of the woods.
Was there anything moving around in the woods?
Yes! Kept looking to my left, to my right. I can't move. I'm like, I'm gonna get eaten because my legs are icicles. Well, like, thick ice. I got big thighs.
Yeah.
Muscular thighs. Yeah. So they're big, you know, they're big icicles.
Yeah, just wait until you try to carry that trash can out and it's all ice under your feet. Just wait.
That trash is just going to accumulate inside that garage.
So you just put the can down and give it a push.
Nope. Nope.
Slide it over to the curb. Hope it doesn't fall off.
My garage becomes its own little trash dump. Trash day never happens again for me until about April, mid-May.
That is going to be a really long trash morning.
Don't care. Let's give away this family 4-pack of tickets. This is so cool that we have this to give away. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party happening this weekend, Cross Insurance Center.
So cool. Yep. So cool.
If you don't win today, we have another chance tomorrow.
Very cool.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Hold on, the phones aren't working. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Abby. I'm calling from Lincoln.
What's up, Abby? How are you this morning?
Doing great. Taking my daughter to school.
Oh.
Nice. How old is your daughter?
She's 5.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
All right. Fantastic. Are you ready to try to win this family 4-pack of tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party?
Yes, I am.
All right, you have to have the correct answer to this question. How do monsters take their bagels?
with scream cheese.
Oh, that is so perfect! Yes!
That's awesome. I can't believe you got that.
Oh, because smartphones are such wonderful devices.
Congrats. Hey, I just knew that one. I didn't look it up.
Well, congratulations, Abby. Monsters do, in fact, take their bagels with scream cheese, and you have a family four-pack of tickets to go see Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live this Friday.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you. Hang tight.
Yeah.
And we will have another chance tomorrow.
So cool.
How does that sound, Miss?
Yeah.
All right. We are David and Cindy, Q106.5. Coming up, we're going to talk about what you would wait in line for.
Oh, okay.
Because those pesky Stanley tumblers are back.
What is the deal with those?
I have no idea.
I guess they just haven't jumped on that bandwagon.
Me neither. I have one, and I got it from, like, as a Christmas gift one time.
Yeah.
They're nice, but people fight over them.
Yeah, they have to. It's like the new iPhone. You know, they have to get that new Stanley.
Right, whatever it is.
The new ones are Wicked.
Wicked theme for that movie that's coming out in November.
Yeah,
I don't get it. We got that story coming up, and we're going to discuss what you would wait in line for.
Cool.
On the way, Q106.5. Thanks for listening. Q106.5. It's David and Cindy, and speaking of Jelly Roll,
yeah.
Well, we have the first code of the day coming up here at 8:20.
That's right.
Yeah, great experience.
Let's see if Jordan has it today.
Yeah, you better, I swear. Jordan, you're driving in. Check your email.
Yes.
And get today's code ready.
Yes.
And you take that code, you enter it at Q106.5 or on the Q106.5 app. We're giving you the opportunity to win on Q106.5 this fantastic concert experience to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida.
Right. It includes two tickets to the show, round trip airfare, two nights hotel.
Yeah, two nights hotel.
And $500 in spending money. So it should be a fun trip.
Also includes a wicked high five if you want one. You come on down. I'll give you one.
And from you, not from Jelly Roll.
From me. Right. Okay. From Jelly Roll.
Just want to make that clear.
Also, if you want a companion, my schedule can be cleared.
And you know Florida. So.
I know Florida. I got the state tattooed on my left arm, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Was I sober? No, but that's not, we don't need to go there.
You know, tattoos very often happen that way.
I'm trying to think of any. I have one that did. And I have 17 tattoos.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I think I have 4, 5. Anyways, let's move forward.
Let's do.
These Stanley cups.
Yes.
Stanley tumblers. What the heck is the infatuation?
And I don't understand. Okay, they're supposed to be for the movie Wicked, which of course is based on, kind of based, loosely based on The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Those characters anyway. And the Wicked tumblers I saw were pink. Where does pink come into that?
I don't know.
It's about witches and.
That's why, because you have the good witch and then you have the bad witch.
Oh, okay.
But
the name of it is Wicked, which I assume would be the bad witch, right?
Listen, you're talking to somebody who has wickedly that have known nothing about Wicked.
Okay.
I do want to see the movie. I've heard the Broadway play Wicked is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wicked does hit theaters November 22nd. And yeah, it's a promotion. So Stanley has done tumblers like this before.
Yeah.
They did a Valentine's Day version and people.
Which then they would be pink, but anyway.
Right. And they were.
Yeah.
And people lost their freaking minds.
I know.
And it's always at Target. What's going on at Target? Target's a great place. Why do people fight at Target? I love Target. I love going to Target. I love going to get a coffee and walking around Target.
Oh, you're right. Stanley Goodwitch, Wicked Witch tumblers.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that phrase?
Stanley Goodwitch.
Nope. The one right before that.
Wicked Witch.
No, the one right.
Oh, you were right.
Oh! they hit the shelves October 13th, and people lost their minds, and there's videos circulating all from all over of people just fighting, yelling, screaming, trying to grab these stupid things. This one video I watched is from St. Louis, Missouri, and it's just a bunch of people trying to grab these. And what they do, they don't even really want them. They don't even really want them. They retail at what, 20, 30 bucks?
Yeah.
Maybe 50 bucks max. And what they do is they go sell them online. There, here we go. The Glinda is on sale for $55. And then that's a 40 ounce one, and a 20 ounce one is 35 bucks. They go online, they sell them for $200-$400
okay.
And upwards. That's why these people are fighting for them.
But really?
I don't
pay that for that for a tumbler?
I guess so. Really? Some people are. That's why people are fighting to resell them.
Okay.
And sure, there's some out there that really truly just want them, but it's a tumbler.
It's a cup. Basically, it's a cup.
Yeah, exactly. and people have waited in long lines for these, too. So, not necessarily talking about tumblers.
Okay.
What is something that you would wait in line for, always?
I would wait in line for tickets to the right concert. You know, if it's a concert I really, really want to see,
mm-hmm.
I would stand in line. Mm-hmm. Slept in my car once.
No kidding.
Yeah. The line was so long that they started... people were just, because it was overnight, so people were just parking their cars next to each other.
Right.
And that was your place in line. And my ex-husband and I slept in our cars.
So I might argue that almost sounds like a fun experience.
It was.
Yeah.
It was very fun. And then this was the old Bangor Auditorium that you never saw, but when we got up in the morning, it was kind of chilly outside, and they didn't want to leave us outside. So they took us into the auditorium. And it was like a tour of the auditorium, you know, up to the third floor, down to the second floor,
right.
Down to it was just a line just winding through the auditorium to keep us warm.
But everybody's waiting in line to buy tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I think that would be a fun experience.
It was. What would you stand in line for?
I don't like lines.
I don't either.
But I love amusement parks.
Okay.
I'm a Disney fan.
Speaking of winding, you wind through right. The ropes on your way in.
So the longest I've waited in line, I think, for anything, and I was trying to answer this honestly, I believe is for my favorite ride at Disney.
Okay.
I think I waited about 2 hours. I think that's the longest.
Wow. What's the ride?
It was Pirates, and it just reopened, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's an awesome ride.
Right, and I love it. That one, and then, there's a couple rides there. So outside of that, I mean, typically when I go to amusement parks, if it's longer than like 10, 20 minutes, there's no way.
Yeah.
I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
But I think that's the longest I ever waited in line for.
Wow.
So what about you? What's the longest you waited in line for?
And what is something you would wait in line for a long time for?
Yeah.
207-991-9500. Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
I'd wait in line, I think, to get into Smoke and Steel. Yep.
Yeah.
I would, because it's hard to find good live music and good barbecue at the same time.
And it's a music competition, which is fun. I mean, it's for single acts or duos, and the audience makes the decision, so you don't have... you know, judges there snarling at you. It's the audience, so you can bring your family and friends and kind of pack the house.
Yeah, manipulate the vote,
right?
If you will.
And if you're not a performer, you can go in and have some amazing food and drinks at Smoke and Steel.
Well, tomorrow night, Nashville Nights returns to Smoke and Steel, and it's the third night, or the third, yeah, it is. It's the third night of the competition, and then next Thursday will be the finale where the three winners all compete against each other. But if you want good food as a spectator and to just listen to good music, Smoke and Steel is where to be tomorrow night.
Absolutely. And so far this round, we have Z Minor, who won the first week, Barb Seymour, who won the second week. Can't wait to see who wins the third, because that's some stiff competition.
Well, if you're a solo act or a duo act and want to compete, because they're looking for no bands, just solo or duo, email Holly at General Manager at SmokeAndSteelBBQ.com.
Right, and all the information's on the Smoke and Steel Facebook page.
Yeah, in fact, that's the best place to go, because I know this is a lot of information. if you are looking to compete. If you're looking to just view, well, we'll see you at Smoke and Steel tomorrow night for Nashville Nights.
Can't wait.
Cindy, we'll continue the conversation about what you would wait in line for coming up, but we are joined every hour, every 8 o'clock hour, this segment, for well, some stuff by.
He doesn't want to call it country music news anymore.
By Jordan Burge for Gabby Barrett news.
Yes.
By the very talented Jordan Burge. Oh,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Could be Megan Maroney.
It could, or Megan Maroney.
You never know.
Now, Jordan, Miss Cindy already knows this, and this is by no means me being braggadocious, but when I made the journey traversing across this beautiful nation from California into the beautiful state of Maine, right? I got the opportunity to cross the Rocky Mountains.
Ooh. Yeah. Colorado.
And I went over the Great Divide.
Okay.
It's about 12,000 feet where I crossed, and, maybe 14,000 even. Really, really high.
Yeah.
And while I was crossing, there was a blizzard. A blizzard.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm that high, that much snow, because it's a blizzard, and it's really cold, you know? It has to be really cold when there's a blizzard.
Yeah.
It has
to be really cold when there's a blizzard.
Right, yeah.
I mean, what's considered really cold?
That was really cold.
Okay.
With that being said, I was colder this morning when I woke up and got out of bed here in Maine.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's going to be even colder.
What the hell? What are you guys?
Is that what you said?
But yes, okay. Actually, that is exactly what I said. And then we got a call from Sue. In I've forgotten the name. Bancroft?
Bancroft.
Bancroft.
Oh, band practice, yes.
From Northern Maine.
Okay.
And it was snowing there this morning.
Yeah, we got some snow already.
It was
just northeast of Medway.
She is also lying to me. There's no way it was snowing up there.
Yeah, it was in the forecast.
So, wow. Merry Christmas. It's here, folks. We got snow already. No.
We don't. Not yet.
It's time to give that code to hopefully get somebody to go to Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida.
I just want to make it very clear, too. When it snows here, we're not going to be celebrating like that. We're not going to have songs. We're not going to be putting up the streamers. We're not going to be singing and dancing, David.
Listen.
When it snows here, it's going to be, we'll be mourning. Okay?
Here we go.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
I am stressed out constantly, David.
I remember when I did my job interviews here, all I was told was, you'll love it here. You're going to love it here, except for winter. But you'll love it here. You'll absolutely love it here. You'll hate winter, but you'll love it here. All right. That code for this experience to go see Jelly Roll. You take this code.
In November, right? Just before Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's probably going to be snowing here. And it's not going to be
Florida
snowing down there.
And Jelly Roll.
Can we win this trip?
No.
It gets worse.
All right, come on. Give the code.
You could win 2 tickets to see Jelly Roll in concert in November in Jacksonville.
November 23rd. Yeah.
You get tickets, round trip airfare for 2, so you can take you and a friend, you know, take them away from the cold.
Take me! Save me!
To Jacksonville. 2-night hotel stay, so you're there for a couple days away from the snow, cold.
Right.
Plus $500 in spending money, which you could spend down there to buy things to prepare yourself for.
You don't have the code, do you?
No, I don't.
You've got to be kidding me.
I don't have the code.
Jordan Burge.
Yeah, that's on me. Hey, guys, hey, that's on me. I'll take that one. That's my fault.
We even gave you fair warning.
Every
in your car.
Single day.
That's on me, guys.
428. 428? I think so.
No, look back at it.
It's the week of the 10-14.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
It's 428.
Okay, 428.
Yeah. Got it.
That's the code. Just open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Jelly Roll Ticks button right on the homepage. Scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour for Wednesday and enter. You said 428?
428.
428. There you go.
Why did you doubt that?
Yeah, why did you doubt that? You made me doubt it.
I don't know. You put a question mark at the end of his 428, so I don't have it in front of me. I just want to make sure.
Let's try it again. 428.
Oh, jeez. I get it. All right. 428.
Time for country music news.
Q106.5. Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Someone we haven't talked about on country music news in a little bit.
Oh, God.
Casey Musgraves.
Oh.
Spacey Casey.
You know what?
Is she
I'll take
on
it.
Tour with Gabby Barrett?
That would be phenomenal. I would wait in line for that. I would.
All right.
David, you have a story about Casey Musgraves, right? Didn't you like insult her to her face? Is that right? What happened with that?
I have a couple stories, but one of them is, yes, when I was interviewing her in Nashville, I did ask her. I was like, so why do you think radio stations don't play your music?
Oh. Is this your first day?
No, I didn't mean it to be insulting. I genuinely wanted to know her opinion. Like, why do you think radio stations, like, your music's good? Why do you think radio stations don't play your music?
Did you say your music's good?
I didn't add that part.
So why do radio stations not like you? Well, she released an album. She released an album this year in 2024, and she's one of the top streamed albums for country artists.
Not played on country stations, though.
for women country artists in 2024. She's one of the top streaming ones.
Wow.
And Casey Musgraves is somebody that Megan Maroney is forever thankful for.
Here we go.
Inspiring her to write her song.
Always a tie-in.
Yeah,
always.
This is actually a Megan Maroney story. It's not a Casey Musgraves story.
No kidding.
In a recent interview with NME, while Megan Maroney was on a UK tour, she shared that Musgraves and her songwriting, specifically for her 2013 album. When did you talk to Casey Musgraves, David?
Last time would have been 2017, probably.
Was that when you insulted her to her face?
I think I insulted her in 2016.
Okay, so this was long after she released her album, Same Trailer, Different Park, which was a huge inspiration to Megan Maroney. Says that Casey Musgraves is, quote, the reason I wanted to write songs.
Do we just cut this segment entirely going forward?
So Casey Musgraves will never come to this radio station because as soon as she finds out that David Buczynski works there.
I'm sure I've evolved and I've grown. I've evolved. And I, you know, men only get more handsome with age. So I'm far more handsome than I was then. So she's not going to recognize me.
I'm sorry for laughing, too. I don't know why you said... You said, you know, men only get more handsome with age. And I laughed. I thought that was a joke. He thinks he was telling the truth.
He thinks he was.
Megan Maroney's sophomore album, Am I Okay? Currently the third
I'm
biggest...
I'm not!
It's currently the third biggest country album from a female artist this year, behind Cowboy Carter, Beyonce, and Casey Musgraves' album. You know, Megan Maroney says, anything with Casey next to it freaks me out because she's the reason I wanted to write songs. She continues, she's a smart, right? Wait, hold up.
Yeah, you gotta talk, sound, you
yep,
know.
Yeah, let
know.
Me, I, let if me, you,
if
let
you
me
quote,
know.
If you quote somebody, you have to sound, you gotta impersonate them.
That's right.
She's a smart writer and I fell in love with it. So that's what she had to say about Casey Musgraves.
Is he done talking?
Move forward.
Are you guys talking about me?
No.
What?
No. No. Gosh, we're just having a side conversation over here, though. Keep going.
That's right.
I don't have anything.
We have this person in our headphones.
Yeah.
Just going on and on about Megan Maroney.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
And that's the incredible Jordan Bird.
Do you guys like these bait and switches? Because yesterday I did the thing about Chase Rice, and then it was a Megan Maroney story. Today it was Casey Musgraves, but it was a Megan Maroney story. Do you guys like this?
I'm kind of digging them.
Yeah, but I would like to occasionally hear about, you know, I don't know, some of the guys in country.
Yeah, like what's Keith Urban up to? You know? Like, you know, where's
I genuinely don't have any clue what Keith Urban's up to.
And that's Jordan Burns, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a beat reporter.
We will see you in the 9
you
o'clock.
Keep banging that same drum, you're right.
We'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we'll see.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday.
Yes.
We love laughing with you, and we love that you're joining us. Right now, we're talking about the Stanley tumblers.
Right.
We don't understand them.
Or the fascination with them, yeah.
Right. The latest, you know, people always fight over these specialty Stanley tumblers. The latest is for a promotion for this Wicked film that's coming out in November. Looks like it's going to be a great film. These Stanley tumblers, they're essentially what, as Miss Cindy called them earlier, a cup. People are fighting over a cup. They wait in line for hours, and then they fight over them at a Target.
Always. It's always a Target, too.
Yeah, and to be fair, I have never had a Stanley tumbler. I don't know if there's something extra special about these
tumblers. I have one right here.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. No, there's not. It's oversized. It's inconvenient. It never fits in any cup holders. And it's just awkward. It does keep my coffee warm, though. Oh,
there you go.
Hold on. Let me... mm-hmm. It's been what? We've been on air for like 4 hours? And yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's still warm.
That's a huge thing when, because like I have one, it's not a Stanley. It's a Contigo, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing. It keeps my coffee hot. It's been hours and.
Yeah, there you go. And you didn't have to wait in line for that.
Right, exactly.
And my Stanley I received as a gift, and it's not one of the specialty ones, and it's just as effective. I don't understand it. So what we're talking about this hour is what you have waited in line for, what you would always wait in line for.
Yeah. Tina Bailey on the Q106.5 Facebook page nailed it. She says to go pee. That's it. Yes, exactly. I will stand in line to go pee for sure.
Starsha wrote in. Love your name, Starsha. One of my favorite tattoo shops does flash events, and it's always first come, first serve. Oh, that's cool. The longest I've waited in between tattoos at one of these events was 2.5 to 3 hours. Always worth it. Oh,
cool.
And you're waiting for something that's, it's going on your body. It's going to be lifelong.
Right.
It's just very cool. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Marilyn Greenbush.
What?
I've waited 7 hours in line on Black Friday for my sister to get this huge TV that ended up being broken Christmas morning.
Oh no.
Like, we had to fight people for it. That's when Black Friday was a big thing. Like,
yeah.
There was drunks in there. We were like third in line. We were there at like 9 p.m. Oh, it was horrible. I'm like, never again. I don't even care if it's for a toy. Nope.
Oh, you are scrappy, and I love it.
Yeah, I was like, today's not your day. And he's like, it's my TV. And I'm like, I have my hands full, and I'll drop these Cabbage Patch dolls.
I think so, yes.
Q106.5, yeah. We are David and Cindy. Because of these morons who fight over the latest specialty Stanley tumblers.
The wicked tumblers.
Videos out of St. Louis, Missouri have been circulating showing a bunch of people waiting in line and then just fighting for these silly cups. It has inspired the conversation this morning. What have you waited in line for? What would you always wait in line for?
Yeah.
Go into the Q106.5 app where we receive voice messages and text messages. Heth from Lowell said she waited in line for 3 hours to meet Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Was that in Bangor? Because I was there.
Really?
Yes, they did it at Quirk on Hogan Road, and I was broadcasting from there, and they had no idea what the turnout was going to be like. They actually brought in the police, and they brought in the National Guard to help direct traffic. So because people were lined up in their cars down Hogan Road waiting to see Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that. Yeah, that was amazing.
Matt, I bet. I bet that was quite an experience, too, meeting him.
I didn't actually meet him.
Oh.
Others did. I just talked about it.
You didn't have any pull? Like, you're...
Apparently not.
You're Cindy freaking Campbell. Hello.
I know.
Matt from Alyssa Viejo, California. Thank you, Matt, for listening to us on the Q106.5 app in Cali.
Yeah, I bet it's not snowing there.
No. In fact, I know that it's like in the 70s there.
Mm.
I'd rather be here.
Okay.
Freezing. Matt says a new Buffalo Wild Wings opened in town. Oh, okay. Waited in line overnight to be one of the first 100 customers, get free wings for a year. So worth it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, absolutely.
Can they do that here? Can we open another B-dub-dub?
Another one?
I know we have one.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe the one now. Just give us free wings. What do we have to do?
To get free wings?
I would wait in line forever for free wings from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay. I don't know if I would wait in line forever.
Well, like, I'm just being hyperbolic. Like, you know. I would wait. Let's see. I'd wait up to... Never mind. I wouldn't wait. Wings, they're not that good. I mean, they're good. I love wings. I'm just saying, wings in general, is it worth waiting in line for? Let me think about that.
Yeah. Ingrid says in the early 90s, over 12 hours outside in December in Cheyenne, Wyoming, for tickets to see Garth Brooks. I'd never do it again, but it was a great concert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When I was talking about, I slept in my car once in line overnight to get tickets to a Garth show. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. And then we'll end with this one because we're running a little late. Janice says, nothing since I had to wait in line to get into the stores during COVID. I would never wait in line for an iPhone, concert tickets, the latest gaming system, et cetera, ever. Never waiting in line again.
There you go.
That's fair. Man, those lines were.
Yeah.
They sometimes just made me shake my head and go, what are we doing?
Yeah.
All right, we're David and Cindy on Q106.5.
It was snowing in Bancroft, Maine this morning, so it is time, maybe beyond, no, it's time to get your roof replaced so you can be secure and warm all winter. And you don't have to worry about, actually, that we are going into colder weather because the folks at Home Roofing Solutions have an awesome crew, and they work when it's cold, when it's snowing, whatever. So don't worry about that. Don't put it off. And now they've made a pretty cool change that makes it even easier. They've added three new locations to their original Aetna location. Home Roofing Solutions now has offices in Bangor, Holton, and Gorham. So if you're in need of a new or replacement roof, it's now easier than ever to schedule an assessment by a roofing expert to get a free quote, which will include details about whether you want asphalt or metal roofing and about their warranty package, which is the best in the business with 50 years on product and workmanship to future-proof your roof. Home Roofing Solutions, like I said, services the entire state, but their crew is so huge, they can get most jobs done in a day or two. When it's time to replace your roof, give Home Roofing Solutions a call at 269-HOME. And if you're putting it off because you're worried about the cost, and it does cost some money to replace your roof, don't worry and don't put it off because at Home Roofing Solutions, it's roof now, pay later. They have great financing and will work with you if you're a qualified buyer to get that roof done. So stop putting it off. Call Home Roofing Solutions today to get started on your free quote. Find them at 269-HOME or at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, David.
Look at that.
He's here.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking earlier. We'll get your input and then we'll move forward.
Okay.
People were losing their minds over these Stanley tumblers.
I was seeing videos on TikTok about that. Like kids getting pushed and.
Right.
It's insane.
Just grown adults acting like not grown adults.
Right. Exactly. But it did inspire the conversation as to what you would wait in line for or what have you waited in line for.
I would act like a not grown adult. I would throw some elbows. If Sam's Club brought back their big-sized the popcorners, I need the large popcorners, the kettle corn popcorn. If they had the big bags again, I would throw elbows at probably a kid.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? The popcorners. Look them up. The kettle corn ones.
I'm looking at them right now.
You would love them. You would love them. Popcorners.
Corners.
This is my happy place, David.
I can't find it.
I'm even more annoyed that Sam's Club used to have them, so I would buy the big bag of it, and then they discontinued it.
So I searched that, and something else popped up.
Corners?
Yeah, I don't know why, but now I'm seeing this, and it's not quite breaking news, but it did happen yesterday. It returned after, so there's this event. It's called Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
What did you get from Popcorners?
I don't know. I was just Googling and this popped up. So there's this thing.
It looks like you just Googled Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Why would I Google? I've never even heard of the phrase Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
So who's Victoria?
I really don't believe this at all.
And why?
What's her secret?
Yeah,
she doesn't have any secrets anymore. There are none.
Why is there a secret? It says
the secret is how she can afford to charge that much for her underwear. But
underwear? What about it? So this show,
I also like perked up like a prairie dog. You said underwear.
I don't get it. I don't understand. There's this show.
That it's returned for the first time since 2018. Why did it go away?
I have no idea.
Huh.
Now I'm playing into it. Huh, what is this? What's
it looks like there's a... It looks like...
Are there previous episodes that I can binge?
I'm sure if you went to YouTube, you could find some of them.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I am just scrolling, and I am appalled. Jordan Verge.
You're appalled?
Yes. Turn your head.
Let's look at it.
No.
You're telling me to turn my head. I understand. I'm sorry I yelled, let's look at it.
blind your young, innocent eyes.
My eyes are not young.
This is...
or innocent.
What is this? This is ghastly. What is going on here?
Ghastly?
Yes.
What was it, the Halloween Faster Show?
Well, I'm terrified that this exists on the internet and that this has returned. The 2024 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show happened last night in New York.
Okay.
And I guess it's going to air on TV.
I was going to say, was it on TV? Because it usually is.
And where can it be streamed?
How can I? Yeah, I know.
So it's, from what I understand, from what I'm reading, because I'm going on the fly here, it's women who I guess some would consider attractive. I don't know. And they walk down a runway and they're in...
underwear.
I don't think that's underwear. That does not look comfortable. Really? Yeah.
I have no clue what you're looking at.
I'll send you the link.
Okay.
But these are not... these.
This is yes, please.
Nothing that I'm seeing looks comfortable.
Nobody said it was comfortable.
Is that the secret?
The secret. This kind of sucks. The secret is this is so uncomfortable.
I am doing this for my husband, and he doesn't appreciate me. What is going on? I didn't know that this was actually back.
Well, generally, when you wear something from Victoria's Secret, you're probably not wearing it for that long. So it doesn't matter if it's uncomfortable.
Expound.
No.
I didn't realize it ever went away.
I didn't either. I saw that it was like...
Because you were still replaying it in your head once a year?
Not necessarily. I just feel like, you know, it's like oxygen. You know, Victoria's Secret fashion show is just something you don't really
like
think...
Like oxygen?
You just don't really think about it. It's just always there. You don't have to think about it.
So this was a big deal, I guess, yesterday in New York. And yeah, there's like all the big headlines are like, it's returned after this 5-year, 6-year hiatus. The Victoria's Secret fashion show is returned. Anybody care?
No.
I guess not.
Not me.
No.
Yeah. I think that's why it went away, because it was like, meh.
Oh, yeah, that thing's still happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay. Why? Okay.
With our reactions, is it coming back next year?
I don't know. I don't think they do it for us either.
Does it say where it's airing? Like, is it network TV? Because I think that was part of the problem in the past. It was on network TV, so it's Victoria's Secret, but it's network TV, so you gotta, yeah.
Oh, if this thing was on Netflix, just imagine.
Totally different.
Whoa.
It's number one for 10 years in a row. All right, we're Q106.5, David and Cindy. Q106.5, David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns. Oh,
thank you so much.
We are 15 days away.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm not yawning at you.
I'm looking at that. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Maybe it's you.
Am I boring her again? My gosh.
No,
wow.
I'm just yawning in general.
Sorry. Jeez. Yeah. I can understand why. And we'll get to that in a second. First, let me do the little bit here.
Okay.
We are 15 days away from Halloween.
I'm awake now.
And since I mentioned the Halloween, what do cemeteries and books have in common?
All right.
What do cemeteries and books have in common?
Oh.
Cemeteries.
Okay. They all have spines.
Cemeteries. What do cemeteries and books have in common?
I'm afraid of both of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
They both have a lot of plots.
Plots.
The joke isn't funny. It's just the way you look at it after saying it.
He's so happy with himself. Yeah,
they both have a lot of plots.
What is funny, and you were yawning, and understandably so. You've been working out. You worked out yesterday.
I did.
And you made the funniest comment earlier. You made the second funniest comment earlier. The first comment that I heard about the gym yesterday was how somebody wants to build their legs so thick that they can't wear shorts. That was the first funny comment. That was the number one funniest comment.
That is kind of funny to think of that, to picture that.
Right. Like,
why is that so funny?
Because if you're only working on your legs, I didn't say who said it, by the way. But if you had legs that big.
I want two tree trunks so my shorts don't fit.
I saw David. I was out of breath. I didn't have my glasses on. I had just worked out.
Wasn't out of breath.
My legs were really hurting, and they were really big at that point. I had a good pump through me. And David, he said, oh, what did you do? And I said, I did legs. And you said, you did legs yesterday. And I said, I just don't want to fit in my shorts.
I love that he says, yeah, my legs were really big, like I was just out of nowhere. Yeah, they were really big. I didn't even notice him because I was only looking at it from his torso down. You know? I was like, who is that? Why does he have such big legs? And then I saw the face and I was like, oh, it's Jordan.
Whoa, that's wild.
Okay.
Look how big his legs are. No,
but it's not even just I'm only working my quads. My hamstrings, my calves, ankles, not getting touched. But my quads are going to be huge.
I just don't want the shorts to fit. All right, second funniest comment I heard about the gym yesterday.
That's nowhere near as funny as that.
No, this is actually really funny because it's a good point, too.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to share which gym we go to because we don't want to give them a free plug. I mean, we're three big-time celebrities going to the same gym. There's no way we want to let everybody know we go to Planet Fitness.
That's right.
We're not saying Planet Fitness, not once.
Yep. That's right.
But we do go to a gym here locally. And Cindy, you were there yesterday, and you made a very astute observation.
They have all these TVs, okay, on the treadmill, looking at all these TVs. Why did they have the Food Network as one of those? I'm working out, watching these people taste filet mignon.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
all
of these really rich, really rich desserts. It's like, I don't want to see this while I'm working out going, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to feel so much better. Now I want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's giving you that inspiration. You know, you're on the stairs. Let's say,
go eat?
Yes, exactly. Well, let's say you're on hour two of the stairs, 204. And then you're seeing a chocolate cake. It's
204.
It's like, yes, absolutely. I want that. This is why the gym is doing it, by the way. They're trying to make you potentially not lose weight, get your goals.
So you keep coming back.
Okay,
that's also why it's located in a shopping mall where as you're leaving, there's Governor's on the right and AFC on the left and
over.
McDonald's right in front of you.
Temptation.
Not to mention Moe's Barbecue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So good. Well, you know what they say? You gotta eat to get those gains. Mm-hmm. And one of us in here wants his legs so thick and big that I can't wear shorts.
I tell the truth, okay?
Let's do 100 squats right now.
Nope, not going to do that.
Q106.5, David and Cindy. Joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns, ladies
thank you
and
so
gentlemen.
Much.
Have you guys ever accidentally touched dry ice?
No.
No, I haven't. But there's this thing when I was a kid, people would put salt on their arms. Do you remember this? Salt in their arms and then put ice on top of it and it would burn.
Why?
Just because they'd be like, yeah, look at the way that the chemicals and the, like, what
your
are you
generation
doing?
Is strange.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never did that, but I remember just being on school buses and people being like, yo, check this out.
I think you and I are a year apart. We are
age-wise?
Yeah. Just on the border of different generations.
Oh, okay.
So my generation's the last hardworking normal generation. And then your generation's just really confused.
Or constantly.
Maybe, yeah.
We're very confused.
You guys have no idea what's going on ever.
We're asking a lot of questions.
You're eating Tide Pods and doing challenges like that. Right.
Right. Look at this. This is really cool. I mean, it really hurts, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
So back to the dry ice. Have you ever accidentally touched it and it's extremely cold? It burns it so cold? Back in the day, I ordered some of the Omaha steaks.
Okay.
Yeah, and it comes with dry ice.
Ooh.
And I accidentally picked up one of those things, and I was so cold. My hand was so
cold.
Really?
Right, yeah. When I woke up this morning, I was colder than that. I was colder than that.
This may be a silly question. What is dry ice? What is dried ice? Am I saying dry ice? Dried ice?
I don't understand the science behind it, actually.
I don't either.
But it's not a silly question.
Nitrogen, right?
I have no clue. You could say it more confidently, and I would agree.
It's nitrogen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look at that. It's one of those things where, like, have you seen the commercial lately where the kid goes up to the parents and they're all hanging around with other adults and they go, hey, what is an economy? What does that mean?
By the way, totally wrong. Dry ice is a solid form of carbon dioxide. Hmm. Frozen carbon dioxide.
That was my second guess.
Yeah.
Once we really get into winter, when you walk out to do the trash and you exhale, you're going to be exhaling dry ice.
Did you know?
It will freeze instantly.
Yes. That's fair.
Here's the worst part about all of this. I mean, never mind that I went outside.
That's why your breath steams when you go outside.
Yes.
That would make sense.
Oh, no, it steamed.
Also, crying in the winter, that's brutal, too.
I don't want to do that.
Your tears just freeze.
Don't make me cry.
Everything in your nose freezes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that also sucks, crying in the winter time.
You are real. Where was this when I was doing the interviewing process?
We were not part of that process.
Oh. Oh,
you just kind of showed up one day.
Yeah.
Oh. This is your new friend.
That was after the powers that be here. They said, "Oh, you're gonna love the spring. You're gonna love the summer, and you're gonna love the fall. Winter suck. But you're gonna love everything else.
They're 6 months long.
You're right. I wasn't told that either.
Bosses are kind of funny. Like, did you ever have like a parent? Friend who had a kid and they made you like hang out because you know you're both like similar ages. That's kind of what just adulthood is with jobs, right? Bosses are just like
parents,
you guys just hang out
go
9 to 5,
go play. Don't do anything wrong, you're gonna get in trouble. That's a great analogy.
Thank you. I love that.
So back to me. I woke up this morning and it was trash day, and I wheeled that sucker down. I couldn't see a gosh dang thing. And there were noises in the woods. But I could, now my eyelids are like freezing over because of the moisture.
Yeah.
And now I hear rustling.
Well, if you hadn't been crying at the time, it wouldn't have been.
I wasn't crying. I was too afraid. I was literally, I was abject terror. It was abject terror. I was too afraid to cry.
That's real. Have you ever been too afraid to cry?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm not afraid of my emotions.
I told David, you know, he doesn't have to worry about it because pretty soon we'll have ice. Mm-hmm. And then you can just, you know, take that trash can, slide it across the ice, hope it doesn't fall off the curb.
Right. Get really good at curling.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Do you have like spikes on your shoes and your boots?
Are the absolute worst people to talk to.
Do you have like salt that you're ready to throw down on the ice?
You gotta have salt. Oh, it's not like table salt.
No, I just bought a new thing of salt at Sam's Club. In bulk.
Okay.
Well, what kind of salt?
The pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah. Well, okay. No, that's not it.
not pink Himalayan salt?
No.
What kind of salt are you guys talking about?
A thing like this?
No.
I mean, you just see how big he's saying the package.
Yes, it's a big
Himalayan salt. That's a huge package.
Well, and I never, and we as men never over-exaggerate.
Yeah. Size.
No, wow. It's a big bag of pink Himalayan salt.
It's the size of the Himalayas.
Why did you get that much salt? Okay, I get to talk about the Heaty Glodge. Speaking of freezing my tuchus off, thank goodness for the Heaty Glodge. It's time to bring the heat from the Heaty Glodge. Don't be left in the cold or leave your family or employees cold. If you got to take the trash out in the cold, I guess they can't really help you there. But the Heaty Glodge will heat your place beautifully. Your home, your commercial, or industrial space. Just head to heatinglodge.com right now. Take a peek at all of their wood, pellet, and gas stoves. So many designs to choose from. And might I recommend taking a gander at the Samsung heat pumps. Energy sufficient, which means lowering that pesky utility bill. The Heating Lodge, also your place for all the top brand name grills.
Yeah, we're in football season. By the way, Jets now winning the Super Bowl. I called it. I know it's not a fan favorite around here. New York Jets winning the Super Bowl. The Heating Lodge is also your place to get that top. Don't stop. Well, okay, we'll do that next segment then. Also your place for the best patio furniture, Pollywood. In summation, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Two locations now, Bangor on Griffin and Union, and their new location, Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see all they have to offer, heatinglodge.com. David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Bird.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. New York Jets will win the Super Bowl this year. That's my prediction. No, it's not the prediction. It's facts.
Do you want to make a bet on it?
I will make a bet on it.
Like,
not a monetary bet.
Right. Of course not.
No. This will have to be a,
See, I would say a pumpkin spice latte, but those aren't going to be kicking around in.
No, not around then. And, well, you know what? Let's spend the night. We'll think about it.
We have a tentative bet.
But I also feel like both of you have to have your pick, too.
I can't just take the field?
Can I get in on this? Or yes. Is this just between the two of you?
That's what I'm saying. No, you two you both have to come up with your own pick as well.
Okay.
As to who will be the overall. Because you know now that Aaron Rodgers has his number one receiver.
And he had his number one receiver for how many years and didn't win a Super Bowl?
Not with a team like this. Listen.
And they're 2-4 on the season.
Right. They're not going to lose again.
Don't know about that.
It's almost
like Davante Adams isn't even really that good either.
Okay.
He's not.
All right. Well, that's fact. I've spoken. Okay. Let it be written. Let it be done. You guys can disagree with me all you want, but you both are wrong, and that's fine. It's okay to be wrong.
Yes, David, it is okay to be wrong.
You guys will deal with this in February.
Are we strictly betting on whether or not the Jets win, or are we picking our own teams?
I was saying picking your own teams, but you know what? I'm so confident that you don't have to. Take the field.
I'll take the field while also taking the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Detroit Lions.
That's a good one. Both wrong though. It will be the New York Jets. Yeah. Okay.
And the city of Detroit and Sam LaPorta. Love them. All right. Absolutely. Let's go Lions.
If I am wrong, what should happen to me?
So you are also Lions?
Yes.
All right. Okay. We're on the same.
Lions against me. All right.
Yes.
This is interesting.
I like this.
Okay. It's going to be in February. It's going to be really cold out. I think something having to do with being outside, right?
Q106.5 app. You can share your pick too, but also don't even get this. Let's do words of wisdom. Who's going first?
You know what? If you want to improve one thing, attack it. Okay. You know, make it your best. If you want your quads to be just too big to the point where people are looking like down and you have to say, hey, listen, my eyes are up here, do it.
So Jordan Verge is only working out quads now for the next couple months at the gym. And, well, that should look interesting. We can't wait to see your progress.
Yeah, that's right.
Miss Cindy?
If you're working out at an unnamed gym, Planet Fitness, don't look at the Food Network TV.
No.
Just don't. It just will make you hungry.
Look up at skies tonight. 8:48, actually. The moon will be 14% bigger than it actually is. It'll appear 14% larger because tonight is the Hunter's Moon.
Oh.
It's the Hunter's Moon.
Very nice.
It's the biggest and brightest supermoon of the year.
Oh.
So look over the horizon. 8:48 tonight.
Okay. And there's a comet right after sunset.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow night, you might be able to see if you look to the west.
And Jordan Verge's quads are already getting larger. So, wow. A lot of phenomena is happening right here. Q106.5. Jordan Verge is up next.
Oh, yes, he is.